Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The first full day of competition is in the books at the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh recaps the day.
The first gold medal for Team USA at the Paris Olympics has been won in the 4x100-meter freestyle relay. Caleb Dressel won his eighth gold medal as the anchor of the freestyle foursome as the Americans beat out the rival Australians and scrutinized Chinese. Team USA clocked a time of 3 minutes and 9.28 seconds. Dressel will attempt to defend his golds from the Tokyo Olympics in the 100 butterfly and 50 freestyle. He also won the 100 free and 4x100 medley relay 3 years ago. In men's soccer, Georgi Mihailovic converted a penalty as the U.S. pounced early in a 4-1 victory over New Zealand to stave off possible elimination. Walker Zimmerman, Gianluca Busio, and Paxton Aronson also scored. In women's tennis doubles, top-seeded Coco Gauff and Jessica Pegula breezed past the Australians in their Olympic opener. And in men's volleyball, the U.S. defeated Argentina in their preliminary round opener.
In baseball, the Yankees rally with runs in the 8th and 9th to force extra innings in Boston, then use a 3-run 10th to beat the Red Sox 11-8. Second baseman Gleyber Torres, whose 2-run double in the 10th gave New York some insurance, calls it a total team effort.
Really important. I mean, back and forth tonight. Every guy in the lineup tonight do amazing job.
In addition, the Yankees also make a deal to add a piece before the trade deadline, acquiring outfielder Jazz Chisholm from the Marlins in exchange for 3 minor leaguers. Other American League finals, the Blue Jays get a 3-run homer from Dalton Varsho to help beat the Rangers 7-3. Tarek Skubal gets his 12th win of the year for the Tigers, who take a 7-2 decision from the Twins. The Mariners double up the White Sox 6-3. And the A's make 3 first-inning runs hold up, beating the Angels 3-1. The Phillies do all the scoring in a pounding of the Guardians, correspondent Michael Luongo reports.
The Phillies' offense exploded for 7 runs in the bottom of the 4th inning for an 8-0 win over the Guardians. Bryce Harper kicked things off with a 2-run homer. Brandon Marsh later followed with a 2-run homer of his own. Kyle Schwarber closed the inning with a 2-out, 3-run home run, his 20th.
I was able to come through with the hit there in that spot.
Tyler Phillips went the distance, allowing 4 hits to improve to 3-0. The complete game and shutout were the first of his major league career.
I say it all the time. All I care about is just doing whatever I can to help the team win. And thankfully, I was able to go out there, get the ground balls, get weak contact, and the guys played an unbelievable game behind me.
Nick Castellanos belted a solo homer in the bottom of the 6th.
The Phillies also swing a deal Saturday, bringing in closer Carlos Estevez from the Angels and sending a pair of minor league pitchers west. Other interleague finals, the Rays shut out the Reds 4-0. The Padres beat up on the Orioles 9-4. Patrick Wisdom's pinch-hit grand slam turns things around for the Cubs, who beat the Royals 9-4. And Alex Bregman's walk-off homer gives the Astros a 7-6 victory over the Dodgers. A pair of streaks end as a rookie pitcher leads the Braves past the Mets. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Braves ended their 6-game losing streak by blanking the Mets 4-0. Spencer Schwellenbach was terrific over 7 innings as he held New York to 2 hits while striking out a career-high 11.
Get them thinking the slider's coming and throw a fastball by them. That's kind of what was working really well today.
Schwellenbach's outing certainly wowed manager Brian Snitker.
I think Schwellenbach was today's hero. I mean, that was really impressive.
Marcell Ozuna and Matt Olson hit back-to-back homers in the fourth after Mets starter and loser Tyler McGill retired his first 11 batters. Eddie Rosario added a solo shot leading off the seventh to chase McGill. Atlanta stopped the Mets' five-game winning streak and leapfrogged ahead of New York for the first NL wild card.
Other National League finals, the Marlins tapped the Brewers 7-3. Home runs from Corbin Carroll and Ketel Marte lead the Diamondbacks to a 9-5 win over the Pirates. The Nationals used a 7-run sixth inning to blow open a 14-3 win over the Cardinals, and the Giants sweep a doubleheader over the Rockies 4-1 and 5-0. Another quarterback cashes in prior to the start of the 2024 season as the Packers officially inked Jordan Love to a 4-year extension worth $220 million. At $55 million per year on average, Love becomes the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And college athletes will soon have an opportunity to recoup damages from the NCAA and Power 5 conferences after a settlement totaling $2.78 billion was filed in a federal court in Northern California Friday. That settlement still needs to be approved by a judge. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.